thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello, happy Wednesday. Hope you're having a great week so far. Welcome along to Talking Flicks. Hello, Mr. Lee. You look very happy today, and you always are on a Wednesday because it's halfway to the weekend.
Exactly right, and you know I've got the weekend off and I'm looking forward to it. So 2 days, well, nearly 3 days down, 2.5 days down, so only 2.5 to go basically, isn't it?
Do you work any weekends, Mr. Lee? I think you like to have your weekends off, don't you? Yeah, that's...
I'm very busy.
I think it would be quite rude to ask the manager to work on the weekend. What do you think about that? What's your comment?
I tend to agree with you. I think it's very rude. No. Can I say occasionally I do work weekends? I do. And I also pop in every now and then as well. So it's not just I'm not there. It's just I am there, but a phone call away.
Just to keep an eye on the place, right, Mr.
Yeah,
Lee?
So correct. Yeah. Absolutely.
That is Mr. Lee's taser, by the way. He runs a very tight ship. He straps it to his belt. Okay, Mr. Lee, we're here to do, as we're talking Flickster, we talk about one of the new movies out, and we'll do a bit of a review. We've got some Chock Tops to hand out as well as we give this week's movie a score. Mr. Lee, Naked Gun, Liam Neeson, Pamela Anderson. Well, you know, it's. Would you call it a reboot? We call it a reboot, or just an addition to the sequel?
It's actually called The Naked Gun. So it's actually the fourth one in the installment, and because it's Frank Drebin Jr., it's the son taking over. So it's not a reboot. So we can't really call it, even though it kind of is, but we can't call it that. So yeah, it's a continuation of the story.
Now, would you say that you were, you're looking forward to this one? Like, this is one that, you saw coming out. It's been coming for a long time. A lot of talk about this movie as well because we're seeing Liam Neeson in a comedy, which we don't often get. So that's exciting.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it would be great to see him in a comedy because, as we all know, he was in Love Actually, which is a romantic comedy, not really funny, but where this is funny type thing. But I reckon we should take a listen to the trailer, and then I'm going to introduce the Talking Flickster for this week. It's a very, very special person this week, so I'm looking forward to catching up with them.
Well, we'll find it out after the trailer.
Thanks. Once you kill a man for revenge, there's no going back. A voice in your head saying over and over, "That was awesome."
Who are you?
Drebin. Detective Frank Drebin. Thanks.
That's the sound that I wanted.
Police Squad has always been the elite of the elite.
Hi, Daddy. It's me, Frank Jr. Love you.
Hey, Dad. Boy, do I miss you.
And you, Frank, are the best of the best.
Yeah. I need a bathroom.
I need this room immediately.
There's a line, man.
Police business. Oh, I'm going to ruin another suit.
Over here, Lieutenant. I think someone murdered my brother.
Please, take a chair.
Thank you.
I'll find them. This is what I do.
Says you served 20 years for man's laughter.
You mean manslaughter?
Must have been quite the joke.
They're going to shut down Police Squad if you do not solve this case. Do this by the book.
Show a little respect!
Why?
Who's going to arrest me?
Other cops?
Yes.
Is she serious?
Is he serious?
He's no.
It seems Mr. Drebin might be more of a problem than we thought. I want you to keep an eye on him.
This oven is disgusting.
Rest assured, I won't stop until I've found justice.
What do you want, little one?
Your ass. Nobody messes with Police Squad. That's the sound of
the police. We've upgraded your car with the most advanced crime-fighting tech.
Drive forward 30 feet. Pretty smooth.
Oh.
This place is falling apart.
Oh, that's too funny. I just cannot wait to hear more about this. I would like to introduce our talking flickster for this week, the one, the incredible JT.
Hey.
Hello.
Yes, it is me. Our talking flickster, Mr. Lee, what happened? They fell through this week, right?
They didn't turn up. They did. No, they didn't turn up. And so we went, you know what? We're going to go through with it still because JT saw the movie, which is great news. Did I see the movie? No, I'm not.
You said you're going to. We had this discussion on Friday after the show.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, I'll go see it this weekend. And well.
Yeah. Well, I had it planned for Sunday morning. I was going Sunday morning to watch it. And then it just all fell pear shaped. So it didn't happen. So, but I will be seeing. Oh, thank you. I will be seeing it because I cannot wait. Because I love the OGs. Like, they were brilliant. They were just funny as. And listening to that, you know, the thing about bands, laughter, you know, those sort of things, you just. Yeah, take a chair, and she pulls the chair. You can hear her dragging.
I've got to say, when you watch this, because I'd seen the trailer beforehand, that was kind of what made me want to go and see it. Just seeing some of those little one-liners from Liam Neeson or Pamela Anderson out of the trailer. And you're right. I mean, those kinds of things, you're looking for those specific lines in the movie, and it just works perfectly. It really does. Yeah. So it's even better when you're watching it on the big screen, but. It was good. I lathered up the movie snacks. I actually went with a couple of people from work, which was really good. And it was I saw it the day before it was released, so a bit of a preview, which was really good. And it was nice slapping down some popcorn. Everything was it was too much food, Mr. Lee. In all seriousness,
Do you do the Maltesers popcorn?
No, but I did popcorn and Choc Top, Mr. Lee. Out of this big bucket of popcorn, there was probably 3/4 left at the end of the movie. And that was shared between 3 people. Got to say, that definitely made the experience more joyful. And you know what? The more popcorn you eat, the more drink you got to drink because it was like, oh my God, the saltiness. Yeah. But it was good fun. And got to say, I thoroughly enjoyed the movie. If I could sum it up, very funny. Very funny.
And that's what. Can I ask a question? What was Liam Neeson like? Like, how was he? Because as we're saying just before, he's an action star. We know him as that. Him trying to do it. He was very good in Love Actually, I have to say. I thought he did that really well. But this is comedy, and that's all it is. And it's like you've got to not just do visually, but you also got to, you know, say the comedy and make it all work in a dry type sense of humor that he has. So did it work?
Yeah, I thought he was very good. I think it helps the fact that he has been in a lot of action films and thriller-type movies because you're getting a bit of action, bit of thriller, but you're getting a lot of comedy throughout the movie as well. It's all about the comedy and those little one-liners and some of the very funny things that he does, some of those really funny scenes. Look, I'll be honest, because I have seen all the Taken movies. Memory and, you know, all those action-type movies with Liam Neeson. I'm so used to seeing him in such a serious light. So it was kind of hard seeing him in a situation where it's like you're seeing him as a cop, you know, he's out there to, you know, obviously as part of police squad and, you know, trying to bring the bad guys down and some of the fight scenes in this movie as well. And it's like they're funny fight scenes, which I'm not used to. And everywhere you look, like there's one lines we mentioned, there's just, you know, the way in which he fights, everything's done in a way of humor, comedy. So I think he did a really good job. Well done to Pamela Anderson too. I think, it's been a while since we've seen Pammy on the big screen. Gotta say, she looks awesome. She looks gorgeous, in this one.
He does. Yeah, I have to say, I've seen her in a few things. She was in something just recently that we watched. I think it was called The Last Showgirl. And I actually went, wow, she actually is amazing. Like, she's not, I'm sorry, but when she was in Baywatch, it was just you know, she was there for a reason. Yeah. I won't say what, but she was there for a reason.
Oh, she was there for a reason.
Where now, now she's actually acting, and you just go, well, and for her to pull off a comedy, I'm in awe of her and Liam, because I think it's hard to do comedy.
Yeah, you can see this romantic interest between the two of them pretty much from the get-go, from the time that she's waiting in his office. I'm not going to say whether they get together at the end of the film, but you kind of, it's certainly going that way, you'd have to think.
Can we say off screen they are together?
Apparently, so, yeah,
which that shocks me, because I thought they were two different type people that you'd go, well, would their worlds normally have clashed if they weren't in this movie?
The chemistry was perfect, I thought, between the two. And now we know why. Like, that's whether or not that was, and that was what I was trying to work out when I'm watching the film. I'm like, when they were doing these scenes, were they together, or was it the movie that brought them together, you know, obviously afterwards? But yeah, you can just tell everything centered around these two. You know, you've got Frank Drebin Jr., which is Liam Neeson, obviously. You know, he's out to try and solve the murder of what happened to Beth Davenport, Pamela Anderson's brother in the film, which comes to a guy called Richard Kane, who is played by Denny Houston, who, you know, it's one of those faces where you see it, you recognize it, and you're like, I've seen, you're trying to work out which films you've seen him in. And for me, I think it brings back, I think it was one of the Fallen movies was what I, which I recognized him from. So, you know, he, and I thought he was very good too. He played a real prominent part in the film. He was just, he was everywhere. And he was also after Pammy as well in the movie. So, well, she, you know, oh, she's there, you know, well, everyone's after
her. Yeah, well, that's funny you should say that, because in the originals, Priscilla Presley played the love interest, and she's also not known for her comedic roles either, and she did a fantastic job, I have to say. She actually had Frank Drebin Sr. plus someone else after her. So there you go. Okay, that's interesting.
Well, I guess that was probably one of the things that, I don't know, I wouldn't say it was a disadvantage, but I hadn't gone in seeing any of the earlier Naked Guns with Leslie Nielsen, which, you know, but look, it just didn't really matter that much. I mean, there was, the good thing was that the Naked Gun pays homage and, you know, a lot of tribute to Leslie Nielsen, which was great. Even in one of the the first scenes, you know, they've got him up, or he's got his own little picture on the, you know, like the Wall of Fame type thing at the station, where all the police there are on their knees crying to their dads that have all passed on, obviously, and they've like a shrine type scenario, you know, which is which a lot of, I think everyone kind of laughed in the cinema, so that was quite a good scene. But yeah, and so, you know, he refers to Leslie Nielsen a fair bit throughout the movie. Yeah,
that's part of, you know, one of us, my age group, going to see it.
And I think that was what was great about the movie. You know, if you've got you know, some of these older audiences going along to see it, they're going to get to see a bit of nostalgia there within the film, but also there's a lot of new elements added to it as well. Mr. Lee, we were talking off the podcast about what might surprise people. At times, I did think there was a lot of dirty humor in the film. So it's definitely not a movie for kids.
The originals were like that too. The originals had a bit of dirty comedy in it that you could take either way.
Yeah.
And that's what we love. We love that.
100%. I thought it was done in quite a tasteful way, though. I mean, like there's this scene in the kitchen where one of these bad guys has got the heat-seeking glasses, and the things he's seeing happen in the kitchen that are extremely dirty, mind you, it's not actually what's happening. She's cleaning the oven in one of the scenes, but it looks like something else through the glasses. So you can have a real good laugh at that. I was in stitches. I was in tears watching that particular scene. That was so funny. So there are some really funny scenes in this movie, scenes that just you look at and you just go, it just keeps getting better and better. You can't stop laughing because it just keeps going up and up and up.
It's a good thing, because that's what the OGs were too. You're saying funny things in the first one, Priscilla Presley, she's up this ladder And Leslie Nielsen's his character is standing underneath going and looking up going, oh, nice beaver. And all of a sudden, Priscilla Presley pulls down and said, yes, I've just had it stuffed, and it was a beaver. So that's yes. the kind of humour that you're telling me that's in this one, which was in the original. So that's good. That's for someone who loves the originals, that's a great thing that they've got that type of humour of, you know, the kitchen scene that you were just describing and all that. That's great news that it's in there.
And you kind of get the fact that as the movie goes on, even right to the very end, he brings his dad back into the film, which is really good. So
that's yeah. so good. And there was lots of laughter. You're saying off the podcast too, there was a lot of laughter happening from everyone inside the cinema, which that's a great thing too.
I thought it was good. There were some moments where you're in tears and you just can't stop laughing. And then there's times where I kind of felt like it might have needed just a bit more light and shade. I think they were trying to chuck too much comedy in. I think, there were moments where it was kind of like it was okay to be a bit more serious, I suppose. There were some real strange things, like he's dancing around with a snowman. I don't know how the snowman gets into the film. I've got no idea. And the snowman chases him with a gun. Again, very funny, but again, I don't know. Just some strange things happening, and I'm scratching my head going, I don't see. Mm. Yeah, there's just some things there that were probably a bit questionable, I suppose. But
because I can't remember whether there was anything in the original first ones, the first three. Gee. No, I can't remember anything about a snowman. So
must be new. Yeah, there's new elements where you've got, as you heard in the trailer, he's got this electric car, and he takes off, and it pulls the charges out of the wall, and then it breaks the wall to the cells, and the prisoners are getting out, and he's like, this place is falling apart, even though he did it. But electric cars are a thing of that's a thing of 2025. So putting that kind of stuff into the movies, I think, is good. So you're staying true to the nostalgia of Naked Gun, but at the same point in time, you're bringing a bit of 2025 to it as well.
Which that's good that they can do that, because you're right. We've got electric cars, we've got mobile phones, we've got all those sort of things now. So they can't not have them in there, because, you know, if they're driving down the street or something. Do they have where the police sirens on top and they're just going through all different parts with the camera on top of it and the lights flashing around? Did you see that part? Was that at the beginning? It might have been at the beginning of the opening, because that's what they had it at the beginning of the others.
Well, at the opening, there's a bank robbery scene going on, and there's this little girl that skips along with a lollipop.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And she goes into the bank, and the police outside is saying, don't do that, come back, you little girl. And she goes in, and then obviously these guys with, you know, the machine guns and whatnot that are holding up the bank turn around and ask her, what do you want, type scenario, and then Frank Drebin Jr. comes out. So, yeah, that's how it sets up within the first not even 60 seconds, pretty much. It's set up going straight into, you know, to action. They've started it the right way.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I remember that scene because it's in the trailer, and you think, wow, how the hell did they fit him into that little girl's costume and everything like that?
I know. Yeah, it's a good point. And how did it look so real? And he just pulls this mask off. I think that's the one thing too I noticed about the movie is that there's a lot of scenes, obviously, there's fighting scenes and whatnot. There's one particular scene in the movie where, like, there's a bit of a gunfight, I suppose, but rather than him shooting people, he takes the gun clip out and throws it at them and keeps getting it back and throwing it. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like, rather than blood and gore and whatnot, I think maybe that's part of trying to make the movie, you know, more of a comedy rather than a bloodbath, I suppose, is probably a good thing as well. So they've obviously thought about that, the producers and the writers and whatnot, because I think it worked.
Oh, that's good. So do you reckon if Leslie Nielsen was alive still, do you reckon he would have a cameo in it?
100%.
As in real life, not just on a photo, which is so good they've done. Don't get me wrong, but I reckon they would have got him back in it for sure.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. What do you think? I mean, it's an interesting movie, isn't it, to to kind of bring back and, you know, completely.
Especially after all these years.
Yeah.
It's a long time between drinks, really. But then you look at Maverick, Top Gun Maverick, you know, that was 30 odd years. And that worked. It was huge. It was one of the biggest movies of the year.
But it's brave when you don't have the main star coming back.
Yeah. Correct. Where Top Gun did.
Yes, which but Plus I think that's good. Why they haven't really kind of added to the sequel, have they? Because it's just they're calling it the Naked Guns. It's kind of like they've started again, but they haven't. Yeah. So,
yeah, I was actually just reading. It is actually called a legacy sequel, is what they're calling it. So it's not a reboot. I couldn't think of it before, and I just remember, and I was just found it. It's called a legacy sequel, and I like that. I think that's a good thing to call it, because we don't want to say reboot or rehash or anything like that. It is. It's trying to, you know, get the franchise off, because it is a good one. So did you know this actually started from a TV show? So they used to be called Police Squad. And so, it all started from that, and then they went into movies and making three of them.
Yeah.
Which
I think is good, because there's a lot of mention of Police Squad throughout the film. Like, that's – but, again, it's not your typical police station. If you're looking for something, a police station that runs – perfectly, no, it's not. It's like everything in reverse, pretty much, as to what you expect from a police station. And again, as somebody who is new to Naked Gun, that was what I was trying to get my head around. I'm like, well, that wouldn't happen in your typical police station. So, yeah, as you said, man's laughter instead of manslaughter. He's got his body cam, which the scenes in the interviewing room, he's got his body cam on a TV screen, because this guy was basically saying that he wasn't in the bank. And you're going through seeing this scene of him driving around in his car while he's been eating these chili dogs, and it's not going well with him. So he's dropping it in his Dax, and it's not good. So it was pretty gruesome, but again, incredibly funny. So, I definitely think that if you were a fan of Naked Gun, Leslie Nielsen, the old days, then you definitely want to go along and see how Liam Neeson portrays Frank Drebin Jr.
Yeah. Well, can I say, over the last 6-7 days, that's what we've had, is a lot of people in Tamworth. I'm not sure about the other sites, but in Tamworth, we've had a lot of the people my generation and older coming to watch it, because they do. They just want to see and relive something that made them laugh back in the day. And that's what we need these days, is a good laugh. So it sounds like that's what it's giving us. So, yeah, good to hear that they've done a great job.
Yeah, and, I mean, you know, you've got – how old's Liam Neeson again? Is he 72?
He's in his 70s, which is a lot older than what Leslie was when he portrayed the actual character. but he pulls it off. From the trailer, he pulls it off, I think. So,
yeah, he does indeed. That's what I was thinking. And, like, again, the fight scenes aren't your typical Liam Neeson fight scenes. You know, there's one scene where, like, he's having a fight and he's pulling people's arms off, like their arms are slipping out and things like that. Yeah, again, it's about the comedy element to it. You know, and yeah, like I think they've done it pretty clever. I definitely think that if Leslie was around now, I think he'd be pretty proud of what they've done with the movie.
Yeah, and something I also know, and we're not going to say, there are a lot of cameos in this movie. We won't say who, but I know who they are, and I know you do too, JT. But, yeah, it's nice that they've got some cameos in it. It's just a shame they didn't bring Norberg back, because I don't know whether you know, but it was O.J. Simpson who played that role back in the 80s, and I don't think they would be able to get him back.
No, I don't think so. but I think the people they did have there, I think, was really good. I will say one other thing. If you're thinking about leaving straight away as soon as the credits hit, might want to stick around and don't make a rookie error by taking off too quickly. because there's some great stuff hidden in the credits. I think it's a must. So, yeah, as soon as the credits fire, just sit there for a bit. Don't be in a rush to get out of the cinema, because you're going to miss some gold.
Yeah. And I will also say something right at the end as well.
Yes, so, well. Yeah. I didn't stay around for that, did I? So thank you for letting me know about that. We had left the cinema and there was about four people that came out, after what we were standing outside, and they're like, oh, you missed a really good bit. And it's like, damn. So now I can only imagine what happened. So that's a bit of a shame. But, yeah, so if you are going along to see it, maybe even this week or this weekend, make sure you stick around to the very last part of the credits.
Very wise. Now, we've come to that time of the podcast, JT, that we always ask our talking flicksters. Thank you so much for opening the freezer for me. How many Choc Tops actually... What flavor Choc Top? I'll make sure I get the right ones for you. I don't normally do that for talking flicksters, but for you, I will. Oh,
thank you, Mr. Lee. You know which flavor I'm going to pick, though, don't you? I'm going to go. Yeah. Which one is it?
I reckon it's. Is it strawberry?
No, it's not strawberry.
Vanilla.
Yes, it's vanilla. Yes,
vanilla chocolate.
Yes, yeah. which I did have when I watched this movie, which was really good.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Lee. I have been. I mean, umming and ahhing about the score for this since I saw it. It's a tough one because it's not a typical. I'm more horror, yeah. I'm more action, so yeah. I had to keep that in mind with my score. But I'm going to give it, Mr. Lee. I'm going to give it 2.5 Choc Tops out of 5.
Wow!
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, I was going to give it a 3, but, you know, again, it's a 2.5. I'm giving it a pass mark.
That's good.
Yeah, again, as I thought a lot of highs and lows. I just think, yeah, it's for a comedy and for some good moments of laughter, you really enjoy it.
And from you, as you said, you're more a horror freak than an action instead of comedy, where I'm the opposite. I like comedy, so...
Yeah, I mean, look, I contemplated going to a 3, but I just think that, you know, 2.5 was it was enjoyful. I enjoyed it, and I think it was very well done, and I'm hoping it'll be around for a while.
Oh, I hope so. Well, thank you so much for going and watching that and filling in for our talking flickster today.
I know, I had to work so today. Pleased. Jesus. I was looking forward to having a blood session again. And then you tell me 10 minutes to 12, you're like, now look, our flickster hasn't turned up today, so you're filling in. So that's right, Mr. Lee. Very happy to do it. If you haven't seen The Naked Gun, make sure you put it on the bucket list for this weekend.
Fantastic. Now, coming up on Friday's show, we're going to be talking about what's opening, and we've got a movie that's 50th anniversary screening. It's finally happening. It's happening this weekend.
Jaws. Jaws, Mr. Lee, yes, isn't it? Yeah.
It is. It is Jaws. Plus, we've got an Austin Butler movie that's opened on Thursday, tomorrow, and also what else is screening. Plus, I'm sending JT to probably a warmer place this
on time the top for fives.
Top fives. Yeah, it's a nice warm place. Yes, but may I say it might have a lot of beer or something that's coming up in a couple of months, so you'll enjoy that.
Now, look, please do not be fooled by Mr. Lee. Watch, I'll wind up in Egypt. That's where I'm going. Out with the camels and the pyramids, that's what he'll do.
Exactly
right. No bloody movie cinemas out there. What are you talking about?
I'm sure I saw one.
Oh, I look forward to it. We'll catch you at midday on Friday for more Talking Flicks.
Bye for now.
Oh, this is music from your collection as well, Mr. Lee. This is Urban this week.
Oh, I don't mind it.
You shouldn't mind. It's yours, so...
Yeah, I don't mind this. I haven't heard this for quite some time now. Jeez.
Oh, you're lying. Catch you midday Friday. Bye.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.